This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Going Global in Enterprise, where we speak to promising local tech companies who are on their way to becoming regional and global players, if not already. Now, on the show today, we have Penang's very own Penta MasterCorp, who's already a global player. With over 25 years' experience and skills in providing integrated and customized solutions, Pentamaster serves customers across worldwide industry sectors ranging from semiconductor, computer, electrical, electronics, pharmaceutical, medical devices, automotive, F&B, consumer goods to general manufacturing. That's everything. And with us today to tell us exactly how they grew the company to the giant that it is today, not only here at home, but also in the US, Europe, Africa, Asia Pacific, and our neighbors in the ASEAN region. We have the founder and executive chairman of Penta MasterCorp, Chua Chun Bin. Chun Bin, very good to be speaking to you. Can you tell us a little bit about your background prior to Penta Master? And I understand you were with Intel.
Correct. Yes, I was working. Now, my first job is when I graduated from my master degree in the University of Auckland. It came back in 1987. So my first job was with National Semiconductors in Penang.
Right.
So for 2 years as a software automation engineer. And later on, 1989, I joined Intel as an equipment automation engineer, which is specialized in the vision inspection system. So I worked until 1991. So later I decided, you know, to venture out to set up Penta Master together with one of my partners. So that was in 1991.
Right. So
how it was started.
27 years now. When obviously your company has evolved and grown and changed, but when you first started the company, right, what was the pain point that your business was trying to solve at that time? What was wrong with the industry?
Okay. When I came in 1991, I think I was quite blessed. In the sense, I will talk about the pain side. I was blessed in the sense because during 1991, I think there's a lot of opportunity for the multinational, for the local company to start up their business because those were the golden period where, you know, a lot of multinational company was in Malaysia. They're looking for local supply chain. But when being as a new startup company in 1991, I think we are nobody and then very difficult to penetrate multinational company. So I think we have been trying hard. Only after 2 years plus, we managed and successfully get into, you know, one multinational company. That was the first multinational company we managed to get in is a Seagate Penang.
Right.
And then from there, that's how it evolved. Once I have the Seagate as a reference, as a multinational company, and then there's the ball keep rolling until like Hitachi, AMD, and that's how, you know, we start to offer our solution to the multinational.
Okay, so was it only then that the company broke even?
Yeah, only after 3 years of, you know, struggling.
Hmm.
Because first 3 years, you know, we are a very small company with a workforce about 3 people, with my partner and with one programmer. And then nobody know you, so we had to start as a second tier a supplier or company that work with the first tier. The first tier, those are the company supplying solution to the multinational. So what we do, we start the job from the first tier. Then from there, we gain experience and then we slowly penetrate to become a first tier, directly going into a multinational.
Okay, and now your company has how many employees?
Currently, we have close to 550.
Okay, and in terms of what your company is worth today, what is it worth?
Okay, market capitalization lately we just got listed. We spin off 3 subsidiary, spin off in Hong Kong, get listed. Mm-hmm. The market cap is about close to 2B,
right.
Hong Kong dollar, which is equivalent to one billion
ringgit.
Ringgit. Mm-hmm. And the local PCB listed in KL Stock Exchange, the market cap is about 800 million.
Right. Okay. Now, your big break happened with the vision inspection machines. Tell us about this and how you got into this market.
Okay, as I mentioned just now, I was involved in Intel, and then I was involved heavily in the vision inspection system. And from there, when we came out, and then we hire engineers that are working on the vision. So my first customer was to provide the vision system is to, I remember very clearly, is to AMD. Mm. At that time, AMD willing to try the local vision system because the vision system from overseas was very expensive.
Right.
So we can, you know, we can sell almost like more than 100% cheaper.
Mm. So, right. So, and your business is very B2B, huh?
Yes, business to business, yes.
Okay, so in terms of how people would know about you would be very much word of mouth. It's not so much online marketing or in that sense. Your reputation now having been around for 27 years.
Okay, online marketing do play some parts in the, you know, how to get a business. But our business mainly through, you know, market reputation, you know. Usually, let's say, for example, my customer. And then I work with one, the customer engineers. And then they get to know us, we work with them. And then sometimes these engineers are leaving the company, going right. to another company. So they kind of bring us around to the next, to the new company. For example, how we get into those big corporation company in US is like those people, those engineers working in a multinational, they are going from one company to another company and they get to know us.
Right.
And not only that, the quality, the service, and the technology are very important today because after year 2000, the landscape or competitive edge are different compared to before year
yes.
2000. But after year 2000, that means we had to be global player because the China market are open up.
Right.
A lot of Malaysian company are moving, a lot of multinational company are moving back to migrate out to China.
Mm.
So at that time, you know, we have to be forcing us to become a global player.
Right. Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Mm. This is a good thing. That's why for a company continue to stay afloat, to be competitive, we have to move along the trend. And to move along the trend, you have to be... pricing is important, but it's not always the top priority.
Mm.
What I mean, quality and technology in the field that we are in are so important.
Right.
You know, pricing cheap doesn't means the customer will buy from you because they want quality and technology.
Right. And how do you ensure consistency in quality?
Okay, this is like over the last 20 over years, I think we've been working with many, many multinational companies. They set the requirement, they set the culture, and then we have to follow. That's how we learn from this multinational company, especially when you work with a company from Europe and Japan.
Right.
They require high standard of quality.
Mm.
And they do require you to be, you know, everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be, you know, zero defect.
Mm.
So we have to make ourselves to be in compliance to the market request or else we cannot survive. So quality is always a cost. It's always a cost. A cost means the quality, you make sure your products are coming in are much better. Your engineers have to have a quality mindset, you know.
Mm.
So these are the things that we need to train now. The workplace has to be, you know, in a proper setup, you know, with the tools and facility, equipment are well equipped. So you can do a proper measurement and checking and buy off on all the material that you purchase. And the equipment you're going out, you also need much more time to do testing before you send out to your customer.
Right.
So all this costs money and time.
Okay, so in terms of competition, you were saying earlier, your competition is global.
Yep.
Right, okay. And how so staying ahead of competition, what do you look out for? Is it more innovative products? What is it that you do to stay ahead of competition?
Okay, innovation start with your own employee. I always believe innovation start with your own employee. And employee given you the technology, correct? So human capital is very, very important. In order for us to survive and stay competitive, we have to make sure our people, our engineers always stay always ahead of technology, always willing to catch up with the new technology, always willing to, you know, to meet the market stringent requirements. For example, right now we are now into like smart sensor testing, which requires all kinds of disciplines. For example, optics, computers, engineering, light, you know, software, vision. All these fields of technology are highly required. So being a company like this, we need to have all kinds of field expertise. For example, vision, mechanical, software, optics, and electromechanics, pneumatics. All these things are highly required.
Right. I'm here with Chua Chun Bin, founder and CEO of Pentamaster Corp, based out of Penang. We'll continue our conversation after this. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. This is Going Global in Enterprise. I'm here with Chua Chun Bin, founder and CEO of Pentamaster Corp, which has been around for over 25 years out in Penang. They provide integrated and customized solutions with customers across various industries and around the world. Now, in the 27 years in business, right, I mean, there must have been some downtimes. Can you share with us some of the biggest challenge or some of the challenges you've had to go through, and what did you do to overcome these challenges?
Okay, I think in year 2008, when the
GFC.
Economy was, the worldwide economy meltdown, that period, 2008, was the most difficult time for Pentamaster. Because at that time, we invested in the business where we want to diversify into such as contract manufacturing to make equipment for my customer. And our customer at that time was having a problem as well. And then we invest so much into setting up this contract manufacturing to make equipment for my customer. At that time, for 2 years, I think there was no much progress. I think we suffered a lot. So since then, I think that's why we are restructuring after year 2010. So we had to cut off the business. So what I'm trying to say that if you are not expert in the field that you are in, please do not go in. Because all the while, our business is specialized in design and manufacturing.
Right
now, in year 2000, we try to manufacture customer design equipment. And to make a profit in the contract manufacturing, the pricing are very competitive. So starting after this experience in 2010, we restructure the whole company business model, focusing on your core expertise,
right.
Design your own. And this is, we feel proud, this is Malaysian design. And today we are able to export to countries like Japan, Germany, USA, and to all the some of the top 500 Fortune company. I think I would say Malaysia have the human capital, Malaysia have the capability, Malaysia have the know-how if you want to.
All right. So in this case, you went into an area that wasn't your core business.
Yes.
Right. But also at the same time, then when you talk about innovation, don't you have to look into other areas? Or what do you have a different view of what innovation is all about?
Okay. What we do, we so want to stay focused. We don't want to, divest too much into many type of technology sector. Right now, we are very much focused in three main sectors. One is telecommunication, which is focusing on phone. The other one is automotive. And the last one is medical. So these three areas, we see the potential high growth and the market potential are huge. Because as you see, the telecommunication area, which I refer to like mobile phone, they are continue to grow, the technology continue to evolve, and new thing continue to come out, new technology requirement continue to come out. So that's why Pentamaster is able to capture on this, right on this demand, such as when a customer want a new technology, we'll move along with them.
Right.
So we need to be like moving together with the customer, so to stay competitive. And we would like our customer to be our long-term customer, because to get a customer is not easy.
Yeah.
Once you stay with the customer for long-term, how to stay long-term is to provide good service, good technology, competitive pricing, and and never compromise on any quality.
Right.
And so once you have all these factors in mind, I think the customer will stay with you for a long, long time.
So you can be innovative within the core business,
yes.
your core business, and then making sure that you're always meeting your customers' requirements, yes. And being competitive in terms of pricing. It's because I guess acquiring new customers is more expensive, and then losing a customer is even more expensive.
Yeah, losing a customer is easy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Your reason to list in Hong Kong and Malaysia, your experience, and why was it important to list?
Okay, being a technology company, I always believe that visibility is important. When I say visibility, means people get to know who is Penta Master. You see, when we list in Hong Kong, our exposure to the great China market is become more visible, because a lot of happening manufacturing and is happening in the greater China. The greater China refer to the China, Taiwan, you know, all this region. And also we would like to tap on this the new growth area, this region. And being listed in Hong Kong, I think today, as we can see, the effect is such as more company get to know us. There are more local China company, they do require automation, because a lot of manufacturing are now happening in China. So being present closer to the customer, I think there's a lot of advantage. And second reason is we also using this platform to raise fund to expand our company in terms of, like, you know, future, how to grow our company from today, and hopefully we want to grow in a much bigger revenue and profit.
Right.
And third thing is the, as you know, that we need to source good engineers. Mm. So looking at the engineer not necessarily coming from Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So being a listed company in Hong Kong, I think we can attract talent from Taiwan and from China,
right.
To work for Penta Master.
Okay.
We have to be a global, in the sense, not necessarily customer. We have to global, also need to hire people from all the world.
True.
The engineer, they can provide you the expertise.
Right. Now, very true. So, I mean, at least with a global presence, then, you know, you're able to attract the right talent, right?
Yes, yes.
You're also working with MDEC on their game program, right? Why have you decided to partner with them? You know, earlier on, you talk about visibility, and I know the
yep.
game program is to help you with visibility, market access,
yes.
money, and mentorship. And so why this partnership with MDEC?
Okay, MDEC, I think it's a good platform for a local Malaysian company to, you see, being a company, you need to let people know who you are. I think MDEC is a very good platform for the local company to go along. It's a good program. I think MDEC is good to promote local company as well. And for example, you know, they can not only link us to outside world, they also can link us to all the local company together. And being a company itself, sometimes you need another company to synergize.
Right.
Through MDEC, I think we have that kind of potential and opportunity beside the visibility. Mm-hmm. And also MDEC can also come out some, they introduce us some good training program that, you know, being come out, which we don't know of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can learn from them as well.
All right. You know, having a business in Malaysia, in Penang, and also other countries, right? You know, what was it like, you know, having your presence in other countries? How does the market, how is the market different?
Okay, today is a global.
Mm.
Business is talking about global. No longer whether you're in Malaysia, you are in US, it's all global. So you have to adapt to different country, different culture. And important thing is, like, people in business, people talking about turnaround time, the cycle time.
Mm-hmm.
And cycle time and turnaround time is very important. So for us to be able to survive, let's say to grow bigger our business in China or in US, you have to be closer to your customer. So how to be closer to your customer? We have to set out our office, our presence near to our customer. So right now, Penta Master have a presence in China, have a presence in US, and these are the two key region that we want to focus, because the manufacturing, the technology, you know, the market is huge potential. And beside that, Asia Pacific is like Japan. Japan, to work with Japan, I think the language is always the barrier. But there is always a solution to it. So what we do, we find a partner in Japan that work together. And then they can become our communication linkages, you know. So that bring us into a Japan market. To get into Japan, I think it's not easy. But once you manage to get into Japan, they are very loyal to you.
Right.
They work long term with you. That is the benefit of working with a Japanese customer.
So were there any cultural challenges, though? I mean, you know, going into these countries in terms of expectations?
Yes, different countries have different culture. For example, Japan are very detailed. They work things, they don't rush into it. For US,
Now.
They want very fast.
Right.
And then for China, they want cheap. So different countries have different culture. So you have to, you know, you have to be flexible. You cannot be, this is my style, you know.
Yeah.
So for being a global player, we have to be flexible. We have to be, what you call, accommodative. We have to be adaptive to the culture. Or, you know, for us to survive in this competitive global market.
Right. So I guess moving forward, Pentamaster's focus and plans.
Okay. Yes. As you can see, for the last 3 years, our company revenue and profit have been growing. And we like continue to ensure our company will continue to grow. And also, and as I mentioned earlier, we will like for the near three years near future is like we like to focus on the telecommunication, automotive, and medical. These are the three areas we see there is a huge potential for growth, huge potential for the market opportunity. And this is in line with our what we call technology roadmap. Beside that, we also currently expanding our factory in Penang to double out our manufacturing capacity. Hopefully, so we can take more orders and we can be more organized with a bigger space.
All right. All the best with your future plans and here's to many, many more years. I was speaking to founder and executive chairman of Pentamaster Corp, Chua Chun Bin. And for more information on the MDEC GAIN program, head on over to their website, which is mdec.my/gain. And Going Global is brought to you by the MDEC GAIN program, Building Global Tech Champions, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.